Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called HealthBeat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to HealthBeat. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of HealthBeat. Again, my name is Brian Hazelgren, and we have another great show lined up for you today. We have a really cool guest that I think you're really going to love listening to his story and understanding a little bit more about some of the great things that he's involved in with the healthcare side of things. And I'm just excited to have him on because what we are going to be discussing today is the differences between healthcare plans. So I know that may sound like a boring topic, healthcare plan or insurance plan. It sounds really boring now until you have to pay for it. And then it's no longer boring. Whether you have to pay the monthly premiums or you have to pay for whatever medical services that are not covered, then it's no longer boring. It becomes a pretty important topic in your life and your family's life, lives. So today we're going to discuss the differences between some types of different health care plans. And I'd like to introduce you to Jimmy. Jimmy Boehler is founding partner and leader of Impact Health Sharing, and it's just an honor for me to introduce Jimmy and have you on today with us. So welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Hey man, thanks so much, Brian. Happy to have to be a part and appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about what Impact's doing to help business owners and help any individual out there. So thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So glad you're here. You know, when I was looking, when Jimmy and I talked, a little over a month ago, he started educating me a little bit better on what my basic knowledge was of insurance, healthcare insurance, and health sharing. And as he got deeper into the topic, I thought this is definitely something the listeners are going to want to know about. Not only from the standpoint of what services are covered, but also the cost savings. I mean, I want everybody to hear this real clearly. When you're talking to an individual who can help you and your family save about $500 a month, you know, you got to kind of perk up and listen. And that's what I did. If you have an opportunity to save $6,000 a year in healthcare, I think that's a topic you'd want to know about. It ties right in directly with what we're discussing, everything that we have to do with healthcare and wellness. So that's one of the important things that we wanted to cover today and get into a lot of depth and detail to give you a good understanding of the differences of healthcare plans and specifically health sharing. So Jimmy, tell us a little bit about what Impact Health Sharing is all about, what you do and how you go about, finding new individuals or new companies that might have some interest in your particular product, and educate everybody on what your company does.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it again, Brian, for having me on. But, we're in crazy times right now, Brian. I think there's a lot of different options we have. And, you know, sometimes the cheapest is not always the best. But the great thing is at least having, you know, I always say half a loaf of bread is better than no bread. So at least put something in place when it comes to healthcare. So this company was formed, Impact Health Sharing was formed about a year and a half ago during COVID and all that. And we saw an opportunity. We saw an opportunity, Brian, because what happened was, health sharing, if most of your audience probably has not heard of any type of health sharing, about 92% have never heard of health sharing at all.
Right.
So there's a lot of education when it comes to this. But the great thing about it is the savings. That's the highlight of this, is 30 to 70% savings on healthcare. But the idea came around from the churches. Actually, Lutherans started with this, and they started putting their money together. Instead of paying those high-cost premiums to CEOs and different things like that, where traditional healthcare does, ours goes back to our members. That money that they pay, we pay each and every month, goes back to the members and into a pot. And basically, if the term health cost sharing is a good way to say this, because all that money is in a bucket of in a bucket. And so basically now, if someone needs healthcare, maybe they want to go to a doctor, they want to go to a hospital, they can borrow through, you know, nice little computer and the things, algorithms that are out there. It generates a natural pull, and everything's done through a computer system. We actually spent $1 million just on our dashboard. You know, most of your healthcare companies, you have no idea how all that works. Ours, you get your own dashboard, so you're able to see how much money's in the pot, where your money's going, and it's very transparent, which a lot of times, you know, a lot of these healthcare companies, traditional healthcares, are not transparent. But we are very transparent. We're a non-for-profit impact health sharing company. We can go to any doctor. Any one of our members can go to any doctor. There is no network with this. We also have 24/7 telemed with this. Also, mental health is involved with this. We have a mental health package, but a lot of huge benefits. And again, it's not health insurance. It is an alternative to traditional health insurance. But, you know, just like I like to tell you, Brian, is, you know, just like Uber, we wouldn't have gotten cars to strangers 10 years ago, but now they're a $29 billion company. And that's what we're trying to do, is disrupt this industry that, if you know anything about healthcare, I'm telling you, it's not great. It's not good. So if we can come through and give a nice little alternative, should be able to help a lot of individuals, as well as business owners that are not able to offer healthcare as of today. So that's a little bit about us and where we come from.
Love it. Great overview. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, that's a couple of top items or topics that you highlighted there. One is, it's an alternative to health insurance. You know, most of our listeners are probably familiar with how they have insurance in their family. They get a policy. If you're like me, you got a policy, and that particular payer started raising the rates every year. Even as we started to age, and even as the kids were leaving the nest in my family, I noticed that health insurance was going higher and higher and higher, and it was pricing us out of the market. When you go from $650 a month per family, and then it goes to $900, and then it went up to $1,200. I remember by the time before we switched, it was getting up to $1,800 a month for a family. And then it was $10,000 deductible, and that was times two. And so all of a sudden, health insurance became, you know, it's a necessity for all of our families. But now when you start looking at, wait a second, I'm going to be shelling out tens of thousands of dollars out of my own pocket before I even see any benefits. And that's why I started looking at that. So I'd like to start with maybe some of the difference, Jimmy, if we could, and talk about the differences between normal health insurance, like I used to have, and like many companies still offer today. But people are getting frustrated. What's some of the primary? I noticed you pointed out as well that not just is it an alternative to health insurance, but you can still see doctors anywhere in the country. You can still do telemedicine. I think about people that are on the road. We're doing a lot of work with trucking companies, and those truck drivers need to have services available for them pretty much all the time while they're on the road, and not necessarily having to wait until they come back home to see their primary care physician. They'd like to see a medical professional while they're traveling. So those are some of the differences. But one thing that always stood out clear to me when we were talking, or have been talking here for the last couple of months, is I understand how health sharing works. I'm not sure everyone else does. And maybe just a quick tweak on alternative to healthcare, or excuse me, health insurance. It's an affordable alternative to health insurance, is what I've heard you say a lot of times. So let's talk a little bit of the differences about the differences of the services that might be offered and certainly the cost savings.
Yeah, absolutely. So appreciate it. Great question. Because that is one of the things with being, a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of education not out there yet, not yet out there about health sharing. Let me cover some of those points that you asked. So I don't know. A lot of people aren't aware that how is your rate determined? Was actually determined on your income with traditional insurance. With traditional insurance, if you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, you're a doctor, whatever, you've got a great paying job. Let's say you're a six-figure earner, even combined income, doesn't really matter. They're going to look at that income and they're going to base your rate based on that income. So why do you think I love lawyers? I love lawyers because they make money, and that usually, and believe it or not, doctors as well. We are getting a very large, a wave of doctors and surgeons coming over to health sharing because they deal with these insurance companies. But I'll get to that later. So we do ours on date of birth. That's how you would determine your rate. So it doesn't matter if you're, 20, or we go all the way up to, we can even do this. We can work as a supplement for Medicare. Okay. So so date of birth is a big one. So it's not based on income, it's now date of birth. So it doesn't matter what you make. So that's why we can keep those costs down. The second thing is no network that you mentioned. We go to any doctor. Now, have we had hiccups? Absolutely, because of course, some of these doctors have never heard of us and they're like, what are you doing? Are you gonna pay your bill? Well, here's what's great, Brian. We're paying our bills within 15 days. So they're not having to wait 3, 5, 6 months like traditional insurance. We're paying the bill as soon as we get it. Why? Because we don't have anything to negotiate with. We just negotiate the bill down and that's it. We don't have to worry about if the person's approved or not approved. We approved 99% of every single bill that came to our business last year. 99%.
Wow. So 99% is a big number.
Yeah, we're not denying anything. Why deny it? It's for our members. We want to help our members. We're not worried about the West Wing of the ER department. We're focused on our members. So that's a big deal with us. Also, you mentioned what are some of the differences, what aligns with it? Well, check this out. So we have a provider fee, almost like a copay. So we go to a doctor, we pay that copay. Mine's $50, yours would be $50. Everybody's about $50 for your normal doctor's office visits, $150 for an ER visit. Then you have whatever you need done. You get whatever you need done. That bill goes off to Impact. Impact negotiates your bill down, and then you pay Impact. Impact pays the doctor. So massive, massive amount of savings. And then when we talk about costs, 30 to 70% savings, their costs are rising because they, again, are building West Wing and the East Wing of the ER department. We're not having to do any of that. So that's the way we're keeping our costs down. So the more people we bring on board, the better the rates are actually going to get. So our rates are not climbing 28% like traditional health insurance is. We're actually a nice little alternative that I think once people get an idea of how this works, it will be the disruptor in the insurance business. And then also we are in 47 states. So you mentioned truckers, they can use this. Now, let me back up. 47 states, you can purchase this if you're is your household, your address located in 47 of the states? The states not included are Rhode Island, Washington State, and New Jersey. But you can go to any doctor in those states as well. So if I've got my coverage here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I go through New Jersey and something happens, I can still use my card in New Jersey. Because remember, it's just a bill. So they're just sending the bill to our office down in Florida. So, but there's some of the difference, some of the similarities. And so, we wanted to make this we wanted to act just like insurance, but it is an alternative to insurance.
I like it. Very good. People are used to doing things in a certain way. We become creatures of habits. Those habits may be good or bad. We won't get into that today, but those habits have been formed. And, people today want everything covered under their insurance plan for as low as a monthly premium as they can get it. That's normal. But when you start thinking about what you just mentioned just a minute ago, $50 for an office visit, if you're going to be saving 30 to 70% of your monthly premiums, that $50 per office visit is nothing to complain about. Sure. That's something that's pretty decent, actually. On your website, I remember looking at one area that talked about telemedicine, prescription discounts, huge discounts on prescriptions, and then comprehensive medical. How are those any different than what people are used to receiving with their traditional insurance plan? With those, let's just focus on those three: telemedicine, prescriptions that they would, you know, need and have to pay for, and then the comprehensive medical program.
Yeah. So on the telemedicine, great question. So telemedicine, we do a 24/7, no cost to you. That's probably one of the biggest, I think, game changers when it went with COVID and everything that came out of COVID.
Let me interject something. If I'm out on the road, mm-hmm. which I am a lot, and I need to call my doctor,
that's right.
My doctor's not available, for example, back home in Mesa, Arizona. I can get on the telemedicine platform and I don't have to pay another doctor. It's already included in my plan if I'm an Impact Health Sharing member.
Absolutely.
Wow. I didn't know that. See how I'm getting educated here as we go along? That's good.
Yep. You can, and it is no cost to you. It's included in your plan. You would basically just log into a computer just like we have right now, mm-hmm. and you can either call them or do it right through a computer and have everything set up. You can have your prescriptions sent to your pharmacy. Let's say you're out of state. You could have it sent to a certain pharmacy right there, do your pickup and go on with that. So that's very nice. 24/7 a day, 24/7. And then also the prescription, same thing with this. Prescription is basically like a good example is GoodRx. Most people are familiar with GoodRx. So it's basically a discount prescription plan. So a lot of people are not aware that you can go to any pharmacy that you want to go to, and they do change the pricing. I'm not sure if anybody's aware of that, but they do change the pricing. So you're able to shop around. And what we do is basically save you that time in shopping around. You put in your medication into your dashboard. So you can put in your medication and see what the rates are in your area. So you can go to the local pharmacist that gives you a discounted rate. And then comprehensive. Yeah, we do a lot of that. A lot of things like a physical. A physical is included. With your membership, also $150 worth of blood work, mammograms, pap smears, all that kind of stuff, colonoscopy. Those are all included in our guidelines. I don't want to go into specifics on this, but we do have our guidelines. Everything is open. Anybody can read our guidelines because we're a non-for-profit. So we have to throw everything out there. We have to show it all. We don't get to hide some of our bylaws and things like that. We actually have everything posted online and available for anyone to get.
Okay. Well, let's get into maybe some of the costs that our listeners need to be aware of as a member of Impact Health Sharing. What would it be on an average for an individual monthly premium? And then what would it be an average for a family?
Yeah, absolutely. So great.
And then question. How big is the family?
Yeah. Great question. So we have plans as low as $73. Can you imagine $73 for healthcare? Of course, that starts at the age of 18. We do have some child plans available. If somebody just wants to put a child, that is available as well. But usually around $73. On average, it's around $288 for an individual. That's about the average individual. And then family plans are around $400 to $500 is the average. Let me say that again, $400 to $500 for a family. And once you get the rates change for a single, a double, or even three people under a household. Once you get over three, you can have 10 kids and you guys would still pay this one household payment each month and it would not go up. It would stay right there. At that set amount, whatever that is. So it doesn't matter how many kids you got. That's okay. That doesn't matter. You're not adding on to that month.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say everyone would be nodding their heads that that's a really good rate.
Yeah. And for example, you know, I've got this myself. I've got my card in my hand here, and I was paying about $1,300 for my family of three, and now I pay right around $605. 605. So $700 in savings. And, you know, I talk to clients each and every day. One of the things I've noticed is, you know, we add up what you're paying. Take time and look. I mean, you wouldn't believe, Brian, how many people that I talk to that don't know what they have. You know, we talked about that at the beginning is the education. Educate yourself. Educate yourself on what you have. What company do you have? Do you have a deductible? These are great questions to ask. Do you have a deductible? Who do you have? What company is it? Where are they from? Will they show you what would happen? Because that's what's happening now is I'm talking to these folks and we're finding out that they have a lot larger deductible than they ever dreamed of. One guy had $40,000 deductible that he had to pay out of pocket before he could even get anything done.
Yeah, that was like me. I had to cover about $22,000 in monthly premiums as it kept climbing up year over year. And then there was a $10,000 deductible for two of us. Well, there's $42,000 right there. That's why I'm no longer with that company.
That's right.
Ridiculous. Yep.
It is.
No, that's a good point to bring up. In fact, you know, a lot of our listeners are also tuning in because they are also either a business owner or a business leader of some sort, or they might even be an employee. What about the companies that are out there, the small businesses that might be struggling, that trying to figure out how the cost of living is going up for everybody and everything? Let's talk a little bit about the employees and how they can take this information back to their employer and let them know, hey, there's a way for you to save money. And it'll also help me as an employee, or if I'm the business owner, okay, now I can provide a better platform or a better, service offering to my employees if I switch from what we traditionally have and maybe even just start having a discussion. What types of companies would Impact Health Sharing be best for? Is it small companies, small to medium, large? Does it matter? Let's talk a little bit about, or even industry. Let's talk about that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question as well. So here's what's great. Here's would be my suggestion. If your company offers healthcare, definitely take a look at what you got again. Now, if they don't, that's kind of the arena that we are really targeting. That's my main target, is the one that does not offer healthcare. Because usually they think, because like what you said a minute ago about, you know, we're creatures of habit, they think that they can't pay too much. The other thing, there's also some ACA laws out there that kind of go, wait a minute, but I thought I had to have insurance. There's another one out there that says, well, when somebody's on, this is a good one for you, Brian, if somebody's on Marketplace and now my company offers healthcare, what am I supposed to do about that? They can stay on the Marketplace if they want to. Okay. People do not understand that, because they've been told for so many years that they couldn't come off. They have to come off that Marketplace, which is a little bit less expensive. But when you really dial into that Marketplace, I would love for you to, each and every one of the audience out there, that if you do have the Marketplace type health insurance, read into it, see what's actually covered. See what you got, because I'm offering something here that we cover pretty much everything. We will work with you because our goal is to negotiate that bill as low as we can and not have the hiccup of, oh my gosh, now I've got a $20,000 bill on my hands. You know, 76% of bankruptcies in America are because of the medical bills.
Right.
Because they're not told anything. And that's where we are very, very transparent when it comes to this. So for a listener, if your employer does not offer healthcare, I would love to chat with them. I would love to have a conversation, just a 5-10 minute conversation. All we're going to do is get them a quote, show them what it costs. Because this thing, I'm not big on selling on cost, but it's such the cost savings, it's just massive. Number one. Number two would be because you can go to any doctor now. Just to give you a story so the audience can really relate to this. So I had a lady reach out to me. She works for an employer, has 49 employees, and her company doesn't offer healthcare. So now she's got employees that are looking for healthcare, and they're paying, some of them are on the Marketplace. Some of them are paying $2,000, $3,000 when the employee just offered something like Impact Health Sharing, they could pay maybe $400 a month. The employee could pay that per person and everybody would have health care. It's not, you know, it's not something that's out of the ballpark. It's just people aren't aware. So that's why I'm doing, you know, that's why I wanted to come on here with you, Brian, is educate folks. So go back to your employee and say, hey, look, I heard something on this podcast the other day I was listening to, and it seems like maybe it could fit for us. Now, when it comes to size, I love 49 less employees. Can we do more than that? Yes. But now we get into rules and regulations and all kinds of lot more paperwork. Not that we can't do it. It's just a little bit more involved when it comes to that. So I love small business owners. If you know a small business owner or anybody out there that has 49 or less employees, I love to have that conversation because I think we've got a very unique product that we can help. And then also 1099 employees. We talked about truck drivers. We talked about any of these small business owners that maybe they don't even have any employees. Maybe they're just getting started and they're looking for healthcare. Here's another great one for you, Brian. What if that person is ready to start their own business? And what is the holdback every time? I can't leave my company because I don't want to lose my healthcare. Yeah. This is another opportunity for people. And then also the COBRA. You know, COBRA is a very, very, very highly expensive healthcare. If you've ever been fired or laid off or something, had to leave an employer, either you got to go to COBRA. COBRA is $1,000 on average, $1,200 a month. Yeah. We could be a nice change of scenery and be like, okay, wait a minute. Let's save you 70% and have you paying. I mean, lady, last week, $272 is what she's going to be paying when she was paying almost $1,200 on COBRA.
Wow.
Huge savings. Absolutely.
That's a huge savings. That's amazing. Well, let's look at some of these other companies that may have, you know, more than 49. Let's say they have 500. Let's say they have 1,500 employees. What if they are broken up into divisions or different parts of the country? Could it, let's say they have, you know, a branch of 15 people in a different state. Could they break it up that way and get creative? Less than 49 per branch or per location, or is it per company?
Absolutely. So the branch, great question. So the branch, what I like to say is like a franchise. Because usually a franchise has different, like, let's take an easy one like Chick-fil-A or a Bojangles or a Hardee's. Those guys have maybe 25 in a restaurant. That's right. A really good one because that 25 could come over ours. So absolutely, if they're broken into little pods or any sections, that's wonderful because that's very easy to work with when it comes to the healthcare. And what's great is we usually, on, you know, most times, 9 times out of 10, we'll sign them up as individuals. Mm-hmm. But now they can take this healthcare with them, something almost unheard of these days. Most people go to a job because of those benefits, which we can still offer the benefits. What's great is they can, if something happens, people, the company goes in a different direction. We've all maybe heard that statement once or twice, is the company goes in a different direction. You can take this insurance, this healthcare, this alternative to insurance with you when you were to go.
Well, I like the fact that we've got a way for, you know, if a company, because we're working with a lot of companies that have different branches or different locations in different parts of the country, but they don't have more than 49 at that location or those several locations. They might have 5 here or 20 there or something like that. If they can make that, because for an example, that like you brought up with a franchise, those individual franchisees also have formed their own LLC or their own corporation in their local market to where they're recognized as a standalone business. They may still carry that main brand of the company, but they still had to set up their own business. So I like that, because that now, is that the way you would underwrite that under an individual? Let me make sure I understand that. Under an individual like the owner, or would you underwrite it as a, you know, ABC LLC of maybe another company?
Here's what's great. You can do either one. It's okay. Totally up to an employer. The employer wants to do it as that, then all we ask, if they want to do it as a company, and the company is going to have one dashboard, basically, is 16 or more. As long as it's 16 or more, then we can do the dashboard, and that some of those things are going to change in the next few months. But right now, it is 16 or more we would have one company dashboard. Other than that, we do it as individuals. Absolutely.
Nice. Okay. Very good. I like that. That's good. That's good stuff. So folks, as you listen to this unfold, this conversation, mature and unfold, and we're asking questions, you can start to realize that there's several different ways to look at healthcare alternatives, especially when it comes to paying for it. And today we're talking to Jimmy Boehler, regional director from Impact Health Sharing. So a health sharing program is a little bit different than a health care insurance program that we're all well aware of. Cost savings is tremendous. What about the waiting period? Let's talk a little bit about that. How long do people actually have? Is there a waiting period for pre-existing conditions? One, and when do the members of Impact Health Sharing actually start to see a benefit?
Yeah, absolutely. Great questions. So the waiting period, here's how this works. So what's great is there's no contract with this. So you don't have to sign up for a year, 2 years, 10 years, nothing like that. It is month to month. So if you were to sign up in January, your coverage would start the 1st of February. If you sign up in June, the coverage starts the 1st of July. So it starts on the 1st of that next month is when that happens. And then the second question was benefits to members. Well, I can tell you this. If you were paying something like I was at $1,300 a month to $600, that's big savings. That's cost savings in a matter of a couple of days. So that's what's great is you're going to see those savings.
It's $8,400 a year.
$8,400 a year. And it takes immediate effect. Well, as soon as the next month comes around and right. you pay $600 instead of $1,300, it's like, wow, now we've got $700 extra.
Now we can take a vacation.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You can do that if you want to do that. You do what you want to. But I would suggest, put it in the bank for that rainy day if you can. If you put it in there, because there is a little bit, a small deductible. We have a $2,500 deductible all the way up to $10,000 deductible. That's per household. That's per household, not per member, per household. Okay. And that's what those rates are based on. So it's based on your date of birth and then how much you kind of want to, you have a little bit of flexibility on, do you want to pay a higher rate with a lower deductible or lower deductible with a higher rate? But all that.
So deductibles again are ranging from $2,500 to $10,000.
10,000. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just writing down my notes here as we're going along.
Absolutely.
Are there any industries that you don't want to have a part of the health sharing program? Is it too risky that you maybe wouldn't underwrite it? Underwrite's mm-hmm. probably not even the right word. What's the right word?
It's not actually.
That's an insurance term.
That's right, because we negotiate, and that's what's great is there's really not any industry that we can't work with because we're just negotiating bills down. That's our goal is to get, you're going to eventually, I would think, have to eventually have some type of medical bill or doctor bill, even just for checkups and things like that. And our goal is to get that down as low as we can. And instead of that cost going out elsewhere to corporate bureaucracy, as I like to call it, to actual members, people who actually care. When I talk about this product and the people that are involved with this, the members that are involved, we're all about helping people. We have the motto of love thy neighbor. That's kind of our standard form for this. So if we can help each other out, at least lower some of these costs, especially again, in this economy, the timing couldn't be perfect for this.
I love it. All right, let me kind of recap some of these things that I've learned and some of my notes here. So again, folks, we've been talking to Jimmy Boehler from Impact Health Sharing. Jimmy, where can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, how can they reach you? Or if they have any questions, you can help them follow up, or do you want to send them to a website? Why don't you cover some of that info?
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. We do. We have a standard website. I'd love to give them my personal website. It's healthcare savings.io.
That's on the screen, everybody. If you're watching this instead of listening to it, you can see it on over Jimmy's shoulder there on the screen. But I'll be quiet and you can give that website one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. So healthcare savings.io. There's a couple of little videos on there, a little bit of information on there. And you put your information in there, your first name, last name, email, phone number, and then that's going to direct you right to our main site. That's going to get you right to our site. You can look up any of the information that I've just talked about. You can look at the guidelines. You can look at summary. We've got an FAQ on there. You can get a quote if you want there. You can even sign up for Impact Health Sharing. If you're ready to save money, you can do it right through there. So healthcaresavings.io is the best way to go. And then just go right through there, put in your information. And then, of course, one of our representatives may reach out to you just to, you know, chat with you, see if we can answer any questions. Because here's the thing. We're not salesmen. We're not salesmen at all. We're actually here to help you. So we want to answer those questions so that you're not, you know, bombarded. It's more of, hey, I want to know more about this. And that's what we can do for you and answer a lot of those questions for you. Because it's something new. Anytime you do something new, you want to be educated on it. So that's what I spend a lot of my days is educating business owners and individuals about this amazing, amazing product that we have. That is just, I do believe in the next, Brian, I think in the next 2 to 5 years, everybody will know about health sharing, what it does and the benefits, especially when it comes to individuals and business owners because of these mass savings.
That's perfect. I love it. Yep. Here's a couple of notes that I've written down just when I finish reading this list, then tell me if I've forgotten something or if you want to emphasize one other thing. So most of the health insurance companies that are out there are determining your rate based on your income. I actually did not know that versus your age. Instead, Impact Health Sharing is basing the cost on your date of birth and not your income. So that's a good positive benefit. It's an affordable alternative to health insurance. They're in 47 states, and the ones that are not there yet are Rhode Island, Washington, and New Jersey. Are those coming on board soon, or is it hard to tell?
Yep. We hope in the next. We thought New Jersey was going to be this month, but this month's not over yet. So we're hoping at least should be New Jersey in the next next few weeks. We hope for one. The other ones are a little bit more tough, so we may go 6 months to a year on those. But yes, our goal is obviously 50 states, absolutely.
Very good. You have a network of doctors across the country, which means you can also use telemedicine as part of your benefits package that you have, so that's always good. The cost savings is 30 to 70% off of what traditional insurance costs. That is that's the correct range, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's see. Usually for an individual could be $73 a month. Average is around $288 a month.
Yep.
For average family, $400 to $500 per month.
That's right.
Another huge benefit. For anyone that's listening in that is part of a company and your company may not offer health insurance or a healthcare plan, definitely reach out and talk to Jimmy because his sweet spot is 49 people or less. And that could also mean if you're a branch of a larger company and you have 49 people or less, that could also work very well for you. If you're a franchisee, that could work very well for you, which is, one of our, we're associated with the franchise business. So that really helps us as well with our franchisees. If they ever leave the company though, they can also take the benefits with them. And there is no waiting period for pre-existing conditions. I guess really the only waiting period, Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, is if you started, let's say tomorrow, you signed up tomorrow with Impact, they would have to wait until February 1st. That's really the only waiting period, correct?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. And then you can always, all the industries are okay with Jimmy's and making sure that things are, that you're part, that you can take advantage of the membership, and make sure that you all check out healthsavings.io. That's healthsavings.io.
Healthcare savings. That's all right. Healthcare savings.
Oh, I said it wrong. You know, that's an old football injury. So, see, for those of you that can't see over Jimmy's shoulder, it does say healthcare savings.io. So I said it wrong. Very good. Jimmy, thank you. It's been a pleasure and honor having you on the show today. Really appreciate all the good information. Are there any final words you'd like to offer before we sign off?
The biggest thing with something new is to educate yourself. A lot of people, and it's funny, Brian, just to sum this thing up, I didn't know what I was paying. I was on my wife's plan. And a lot, there's a lot of men and women on each other's plans, and they don't know. They don't handle the bills.
Right.
Go to your partner, go to your spouse, go to the person that's with you on that particular health insurance, and take a look at it. Read it over. And really read it over to a situation and all of a sudden something happens. Because nobody, here's the thing, Brian, nobody knows what to do till it's too late. And so if you go in there, open up those documents, read those documents. And if you can't read them, then you need to join Impact Health Sharing, because ours is very transparent. But still, the thing is really, there may be a lot of mumble jumble things like that. But we try to make ours as clear as possible so that you understand. You go to the doctor, this is what you pay, this is what you'll be paying at the end. Everything's transparent. And just really educate yourself on about health sharing, because it's just nobody knew about it because there was a lot of little hiccups. And now we've really dialed this in to act and look just like traditional health insurance with half the price.
Tremendous. Love it, Jimmy. Thank you. Again, if you want to reach out to Jimmy and learn more about this, healthcaresavings.io. Thank you again, Jimmy, for being on the show today. We've learned a lot, and best of luck to you, my friend. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
So you've been tuned into Health Beat today. Again, I'm Brian Hazelgren, and I want to thank you for being part of our growing community. I'm going to sign off for now, but like always, it's your turn. Take this information, use this great information to your advantage and your own benefit for you and your family, and turn it into something special for you. So thanks for tuning in to Health Beat. Make it a great week.